What are some different kinds of potatoes?
Red or white.
Right. There you have it. You mentioned beets. Did you mention beets?
Mm-hmm.
What about squash? Do you grow squash
yes,
out here?
We used to raise Hubbard squash.
Okay.
For winter, you know, they would keep good.
Really? Any other kinds that you can think of?
Well, they raised a summer squash, mm-hmm. which is like the yellow crooked neck squash that they have nowadays.
Mm-hmm. That didn't keep as well?
Oh, no. You had to use them right away.
Okay. What about things that you're going to find in different types of fruit? I'm thinking, what would you find in the middle of a cherry, for instance?
Seed.
Would you use any words for that, other words?
Pit.
Okay. Ever use stone?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Peach.
That's for
stone.
Peach? Okay. All right. You ever heard of a freestone peach?
Yes.
Okay.
Is that Grand Junction has the good freestone peaches.
Oh, really? There. That they're grown there, or they
yes.
just they come there?
Okay. Oh, yeah, it has. Well, Georgia's supposed to be well known for peaches, but the Grand Junction area has excellent peaches.
Really? Maybe I'll have to look for some.
They're on now.
They're
getting
on.
Close to the end, but
okay.
I was down about a week ago and got some.
Mm-hmm. What about a clingstone peach?
Yes, they have them early peaches.
Those are early.
Often are the clings, but
What is the name of something that you would use? It's made out of fruit, and I don't know how they do this, but if it's cooked and sort of squashed and then it's put to a jar, you might spread it on toast or something.
Jam.
Okay. Any other terms for that that you can think of?
Jelly.
Okay. What is the name of I guess it's a fungus that grows and people eat it, put it on pizzas and things like that.
Fungus?
Yeah. Sort of in a shape like this.
Mushroom?
Yeah. Any other terms for that?
Yeah. Toadstool?
Okay.
But they're poison.
Is that the difference between what about a type of, this is the type of beef that's cut really fine and you might put it into, I think my mother used to put it in sort of a gravy and make, something that we poured over bread. Does that ring a bell at all?
Slice it thin, like corned beef?
Yeah, there. I think there's another term for it, chipped beef.
Okay.
Have you heard of that?
Yeah.
Okay, is that, am I right with the description?
Yes.
I'm not sure. Okay. Is that something you have much?
Yes.
Okay. And then there's the dried beef that you find in the
jerky.
Okay, yeah, right. Conoco, I guess it is. Do you know anything about salt pork?
Yes.
Is that something you use for cooking?
On the ranch, mm-hmm. they had to fix their own bacon and salt pork for winter.
Mm-hmm.
And they put it down in a brine.
Mm-hmm.
I never did think that was too good.
Probably not too good for you either. Were there other terms for it that you could think of as salt pork?
Well, there's one that we used because of what we put it in.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what was the name of that stuff that we used to put pork in the winter time?
We put pork in.
You know that Morton's salt cure.
Sugar cure.
Yeah, it's a sugar cure, but there was a name.